afternoon, everybody. It is February 27th.
Yes, the 27th.
And it is 8:10 p.m. on a Thursday.
It's my cousin's birthday. That's
right. Happy birthday to your cousin.
Little Knox.
We hope everybody's doing great. We have a great show for you. It is episode...
awesome. It's just...
number something.
Yep.
Of the Dome.
Mm-hmm.
And great things are happening.
Yep. As awesome. We speak.
Awesome things.
Yep.
Going on.
Right now.
And what we're alluding to
is
the XFL.
Yes.
The XFL. The XF motherfucking L.
The Extreme Football League.
It is incredible. And
if you haven't seen it yet, which you suck.
Well, we have great matchups this week. Incredible match. Some of the best matchups I've seen in the 3 weeks we've had this league.
In the history of this league.
In the history of this league. And the first one we're going to take a look at is the Los Angeles McDonald's Wildcats versus your New York Guardians.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who will be playing at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. So, what are your predictions here? I want to know, give me a standout player for the Guardians.
I mean, obviously, we're looking to defend and guard our awesome record so far.
Your 1-2 record.
Hey, look, man. Look.
Your 1-2 record that you have.
Hey.
And to be honest with you, you're third in your division, which is the East Conference, I guess. Division.
Yeah.
So we're second in ours. So we're better than you. And we have the only undefeated team, which we play this week. We're going to make them defeated. So, awesome.
Man, well, my standout player, he's coming back. Quarterback Luis Perez. We're not dealing with some bullshit anymore.
Was he in the AAF?
Yes, he played for the Birmingham Iron.
Yes, he did.
He was the quarterback. Yes, were one of the best teams. The Apollos.
Yep.
Won. Well, they're the best team. I do like one of our wide receivers from Western Missouri, Joe Horn, legend. And then,
not the Joe Horn.
Yeah,
it's a different Joe Horn.
I know.
The other one's in prison.
Yeah. Well, for a stolen cell
Twitch
phone.
Kid. No,
can you believe
for
that?
Health care.
Oh. Yeah.
Fraudulent health care. But we're not going to get into that. Keep going.
And my lookout player for the week for the Guardians is McKay McHale. Wide receiver, 6'5", 195 out of Cincinnati.
Incredible.
And I expect him to have a big game. But I don't know. The McDonald's Wildcats looked good last week. They got a dub. I'm going Guardians, though, because we're looking to get back.
You know what scares me about the McDonald's Wildcats?
What?
I think that they got their first win last week, right?
Yes.
So I think that they might have figured out the puzzle. I think they might have found maybe a little bit of an identity. And you want to know something else? Winston Moss, their head coach, who used to coach for the Saints, was a quality control defensive assistant kind of thing. He has eyes that stare into your soul and make you want to crawl out of your own skin. He is a scary-looking motherfucker. He looks like he is going to snatch your soul, put it in a jar, and then put it next to the other jars of souls that he has in his jar soul basement.
Soul jar library?
It's insane how this guy looks at people. It's just like they showed him last week. You know, they have the two squares, like one on the right, one on the left, two coaches. And then I'll show him like, oh, left, right, rookie, half, or some shit, whatever they're doing.
As he's
and
digging
like,
out
he's just...
He's got a hot, fresh bowl of chicken and souls instead of chicken and dumplings.
Stonewall Jackson,
substitute
dog.
The dumplings for the
nothing,
souls.
Nothing, just darkness. Like he's seen things and then acts like he hasn't seen things. But he still knows
but
that
he's
seen
things.
Things.
Definitely. He's probably
present day seeing things.
He's probably like got schizo. He's probably seeing things.
He just busts out into dance and song during practice, and they're like, "Oh, that's just what coach does."
Yeah, it's coach.
He does that sometimes. Not all of the time, but some of the time.
But when his skits acts up.
So he actually played at Miami and was drafted in 1987 by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but. The McDonald's LA Wildcats. Who do you have? Who do you have winning that game? Obviously, you're going to pick.
I'm going to pick the Guardians, but I do see that. I mean, we're down right now, but we got a quarterback coming back, so who knows? But I mean, like you said, man, they got a taste of blood, so we'll see what happens. I got the Guardians though.
Okay, so the next big game we need to take a look at is going to be Seattle at St. Louis. These are both the games on Saturday. The first one will be taking place on ABC at 1 p.m. This one, Seattle versus St. Louis, will be taking place at 4 p.m. on Fox. And it will be played at the Dome at America's Center in St. Louis, Missouri. Corlau, what is your preview for this game?
Well, man, you got Battlehawks that are undefeated. Okay?
Right.
No, they're not. They lost one game, but they scored 24 points.
Yeah, but it was a very close game to the Roughnecks.
And the Dragons lost last week to the Dallas Renegades. Man, I think the obvious choice would be the Battlehawks. I mean, obviously the TAMU, and I mean they're killing it over there right now, starting to really roll. But I mean Seattle's starting to play good. They played shitty the first game, but that's, you know, they played DC, who's a tough team. But ever since then, been kind of all right besides that loss to Dallas. But I'm going to go ahead and give this one to the Battlehawks. I don't think Seattle's got what it takes. They got Brandon Silvers, who he's definitely paying hookers to watch him beat off or something. Just get that vibe from that guy.
Okay, so everything you just said, I love. I like it.
You going with the Battlehawks?
Every single bit of it. Yeah, Sox? Absolutely. I'm going with the Battle Sox. The Battlecocks.
The next game, Sunday, March 1st, first game of the new leap year, as you will. Mm. The Houston Roughnecks versus the Dallas Renegades. This is the battle for Texas.
Yeah, not only the battle for Texas, but the battle for number one spot in.
Man, you remember when we used to get
the West.
Old President Bush come on the show, hey, talk about some Texas stuff.
I think he'd do it. I'll tell you what I think he'd do right now. I think if I called him up on the phone, he'd do it. If I told him I had some Alabama Kush. Fuck. But yeah, so the Renegades are going to butt fuck the Roughnecks, and I'll tell you why. There's the game plan, okay? Landry Jones, gunslinger. The defense, have we allowed 6 touchdowns on us this season? Yes. But is that going to affect the way the game is going to go? Absolutely not, because our defense stout. We're going to hold Mr. P.J. Walker, right,
to Phillip less Junior
to less than however many yards he averages, because
that's what we're funny about. Funny you say that, because last week the Roughnecks had the most yards on the week with 417 total yards. Everybody else had like low 300s and 200s, and the Roughnecks have not – they have not had a game where they scored less than 28 points.
Well, you know what makes me feel good? Do you want to know what makes you feel good? The XFL – this game is played in Dallas.
Yes.
The XFL, 2-8 on the road total right now. 2-8.
But who are those two teams?
I think the Roughnecks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? That's okay. I'm cool with that. This is in Texas, so I don't even know if that technically is an away game for them. But I do know that the Renegades have resilient hearts. They have dignity, pride, and Bob Stoops on the other end of that whole thing that I just said.
Yeah, Bob. Bob.
He's in there somewhere.
He's got a beard now.
He's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Got a beard. Visor.
Is he okay?
I think he just wanted the fuck out of Oklahoma.
You think that's what it was?
He was over. Something must have been going on there.
I mean, dude, I remember weird ass talks about him having cancer or some like terminal illness or some shit.
I mean, and I think that was originally the story that came out. But to be honest with you, man, I don't really remember, and I don't really know, and I don't really know what was true. Everybody releases fake news these days.
I want that fucking medicine, dude.
I know. I want a lot of medicine. People survived the coronavirus, but apparently it only kills babies and
teens and young adults. I don't know.
No, just old people and people with weaker immune systems. Anybody else, your body can
fight. It's like a flu for the weak. It's like the weak-ass flu.
And what it is it's nature doing its thing.
And you can't fight it.
Okay. Hey, This shit, the fuck, like I said today to you, the fuck are you going to do about some air, dog, all right? It's going to travel. It's going to get here. It's going to come somewhere. It's going to go.
Where like it goes.
We breathe it in. Yeah, it does its thing. It's air.
My thing is like, oh!
Caught it with my foot and it hurt.
Guess what? Not on a Mac. Not on the Mac.
I'm good. We're good. I got it.
Damn. Turned into a tablet.
I can move it and navigate it a little better. All right. So, yeah, right?
I'm going to be the devil's advocate on this one. I'm going to take the Houston Roughnecks.
Yeah, I know you are, you piece of shit, but that's all right.
Haven't had a game less than 28, and if it wasn't for that game, they would have not a game less than 34. So, looking for a game.
That's because they haven't seen defense like the Renegades yet, man. We're going to run away with it. The Gades. The first matchup on Sunday at 3 p.m. on FS1. Tune in at Globe Life Park in Arlington. Awesome. Yeah. Talking shit. Talking shit, boy.
You talking shit,
Casper
bitch.
The Karma Ghost is going to come over there and yank that out of your
damn,
lap.
Damn, dude. You, dude.
Yeah.
For real.
Uh-huh.
That karma was quick.
Right.
That was the quickest ever.
That was nice.
That happened in a podcast.
I know. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so D.C. at Tampa Bay. D.C. just had another loss, and D.C. and Tampa Bay hasn't had a win yet. So they're looking to strike. They're looking to be vulnerable and wrap them up. Fucking choke them into submission. Just like Vipers.
Yeah, I still think the Vipers are in trouble. They're weak. They
yeah,
suck.
Not a good team.
Not a good
coaching
team.
Coaching is obviously the
yeah,
issue
dude,
here.
Defense, like that game we were watching last week, the defense, I was just like, yeah, so
the Wildcats made a coaching change first week.
Hey,
after week one, they were like, "Hey, you're out of here."
They're like, "Hey, I'm loving it. We love it here." Okay,
XFL's awesome.
Yep,
I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
big,
if you aren't, then go fuck yourself.
All right, so I've got the Guardians, I have St. Louis, I have Dallas. Tampa Bay's gonna get their first win. They fought hard last week. They played very well against the Roughnecks, and I think they get their first win against DC. That's my pick.
Yep.
In Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. All right?
Yep.
So
let's bring it home, boys. Bringing her home.
Now let's bring it into something that we all love and are all happy about, and that is spring baseball. Spring baseball. I love how they get creative with it. I love how they do the names like the Cactus League, the Grapefruit League. Come on, it's beautiful.
It's best baseball.
It's incredible. It's the American tradition. Let's talk about, now this doesn't really mean shit, but it kind of means shit. So let's look at the Cactus League, which is the, looks like NL. So the Dodgers are 4-1, Padres 4-1. Not very surprised. Not like I expect that. The Grapefruit League, which is the AL, you have the Miami Marlins and the Phillies. Miami Marlins are 5-0, 1,000% right now. 2-0 at home, 3-0 away, baby. Fun fact, the Astros played 5 games.
Mm-hmm.
7 batters have been hit by pitches. So that's an average of 1.4 a game.
Yeah.
And that puts the total for the season.
When it's 60? 50 or something?
No, it was like 140.
Hey, you know what? Fuck them. It's what you get.
That's what you get.
It's what you get.
And it's been like Bregman, Altuve.
That's what you get. Like you stole the MVP from Judge. You fuck.
Well, and the Dodgers out of World Series, the Yankees out of a potential World Series. It's pretty crazy.
I mean, it's not like it's shocking that it's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
the players
now,
have already.
But now you got to look at Kershaw and you got to say it's not his fault. In the postseason now. Look, he threw 51 sliders
That's
and curveballs,
true,
and there were zero swings and misses. That doesn't happen. Not with Kershaw or anybody who knows how to use those pitches. But
Which
not
he is a great pitcher,
Kershaw.
But in the postseason.
Well, it's like he would have got the MVP yeah. if it wasn't for – dude, there's so many things that could
have transpired.
All these
players have a right to be pissed enough. And, I mean, I get it, dude.
Well, I fucking get it.
I get it.
I get it.
Especially because it's like –
you need to pay the price.
You didn't just, like – it's not like you did something, you know, whatever.
You
honestly, like, in front of everybody and then your own GM and everybody pissed on the sport. They're like, oh, it didn't even, like, make us win. We were still good. And then he's like, oh, it's just a piece of metal.
anybody who says they're not mad about it's a fucking liar.
Yeah, dude. No,
because, and look, I'm sport. Mad at the Red Sox. I'm a Red Sox fan, and I'm upset with them because now Cora was the originator of it at Houston, one of them at least that we know for a fact, and he brought that shit to Boston for sure, won a World Series for sure.
With an Apple Watch.
With an
for sure.
Monitors, Apple Watches. It's, you know, it's creative.
Fuck yeah.
We can't say it's not creative, guys. Hey, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, right?
Amen.
So ask Pete Rose. Ask Barry Bonds. Ask Sammy Sosa. Ask Mark McGwire. All greats.
All cheaters and honest men at the same time.
Isn't that incredible how that works out?
It's incredible. It's crazy.
Sammy Sosa looks like he's an albino.
Dude, that math, guys.
He's like an albino in a mariachi band. That's what.
And a baseball. Like, what?
What the fuck happened, Sammy Sosa? What happened? Dude, that's why I think something's going on. If you get to a point of fame in a certain light, like you, something happens. Something happens. You lose your fucking mind.
Do you think maybe that they all get to a certain point so rich and so famous that like somebody's like, here.
You snap. Here, dude, I don't know
here's
what
the secrets
is.
To life. And then they find
I don't
out.
I think there isn't.
And then
a
they're
secret.
Like, fuck it.
I don't think that would be it because if you had the secret to life, surely you wouldn't become an albino and dress like Prince. You led the league in home runs, Sammy
I mean, what
Sosa.
If what if an albino prince
you used to be
is
Cuban,
what
or whatever you were? Like. I don't mean that disrespectfully. I just honestly don't know what ethnicity Sammy is.
Sammy Sosa, Nicoba. You know what I'm saying?
No, Sammy Sosa. All right, so let's take a little look at the men's college basketball.
Sam,
the college basketball season is wrapping up, and it's I feel like it's flown by.
Dude, this has been a fast college basketball season.
And it's been a crazy one. The most number one changes in NBA, NCAA, whoa, NCAA history, not NBA history. That's not right. So we've got three games left in the regular season before we hit tournament play. How are you feeling about the whole thing?
As a fan, not good.
Give me your Final Four right now.
Well, like I told you before, Michigan State. I'm gonna have them in.
Why?
Because I think they're good. I think they're a good basketball team.
I mean,
they're
not,
like I said, North Carolina.
They've been very disappointing this season. They're number 24, and they're 11-6. They were expected to like be undefeated and go. I'm not saying they won't make it to the Final Four, but I don't see it happening.
I mean, all season Baylor's been fucking dominant. Duke, they're out. Like we were talking about, they soft. Yeah, this is crazy, man, because it's so like. I mean, I even like San Diego State. But I guess my Final Four. Fuck. All right, my new Final Four. I got Baylor. I'm going to put San Diego State just to be wild. Gonzaga. And the best self, Bill Self, Kansas.
Well, a lot of those teams are in the same, you know, brackets, but that's okay. I like Kansas. I do have Kansas in mind. I do have Duke in mind. I have – this is going to get you. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to bring the Thunder?
You know, fucking
– the Thunder and the Heat?
Dayton.
Oregon.
Hmm.
Okay. I like them. I like them a lot. And then I'm going to throw another.
I like them a lot.
I'm going to throw another curveball here. Villanova. 3-seed Villanova. That's my Final Four going into this. That's what I'm feeling.
All right, hold on.
Now, who do I think?
I'm looking at it all.
I think Auburn could win the SEC again.
Yeah, I think they're the best.
It'll be them or Kentucky.
Them or Kentucky.
Florida could be a dark horse.
Yes.
But he was good. Georgia Edwards is a fucking monster.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, man. And the fact that Jones put up 37 on UT last night, that's yeah, dude, tragic. Tragic. Disappointing. But, you know, nonetheless, Georgia won me. Almost won me money. Florida fucked me. Well, LSU really fucked me. Took the – faded them a little bit, 5.5. Didn't work out in my favor. But that's okay. We do have a little bit of NASCAR coming up this week. And I'm excited. It's Dover. So, you know, number one in points right now is Joey Logano. So, he's got 82 points. Denny is in second and Blaney third. Harvick has one top five finish and two top tens. So, Blaney's got one top 10, one top five. He's looking good. Two of these guys are chomping at the bit here, and they're going to fucking find a way to win. They're going to find a way to execute the game plan.
Well, you know, I heard fucking Hamlin got himself a new pit crew. It's going to be different. Vroom, vroom, vroom,
vroom. That's going on in the background. Yeah. Like we're at a shop.
Oh, hey, quit spilling that old, son. Hey, yeah, so Ham's going to get back here. We got himself a new pit crew. He's got Jason over here. Jason really knows the car, built the car, helped design it with Henry over here. So Jason and Henry are going to help him. They're going to really get in there, really going to get in there. They're going to win this race here.
And that was Carlisle. Carlisle, we're going to go back now to Chet. You betcha. Chet, what do you say?
Hi, Chet.
Rockets are flying. All right, and you're fired. You're no longer allowed on this network. What was the name of that guy who was just shit-faced all the time? He was a news anchor, and he's like gone from like 8 different news stations. Or he wasn't shit-faced, but he's just super aggressive and sexually harassing and awkward as shit. And look,
Matt Lauer?
Maybe not drunk. No, maybe not drunk, but definitely cocaine. Lots of cocaine.
But what was he on, like night news?
A large amount of cocaine. A weird amount. What?
What was he on, like night news?
It was like morning or night. Yeah, something like that. But it was like indifferent. Fuck, man. I wish I could remember his name.
Do you remember the guy when we were younger?
Should've brought it up.
Fucking our parents, I remember talking about. He used to do the nightly news, but he got caught for lying.
Yeah, you Tom Brokaw.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, maybe that's Tom not Brokaw. Who it was. But maybe it was. I think it was. Or, fuck, what was it?
Like, he would make up stories about, like, in Afghanistan and
I know.
Shit,
I remember on the it was like helicopter.
There was an
crash.
Explosion today. No one was killed, but many were affected.
Man.
Like,
what was
okay.
his name? Was it Tom Brokaw?
It was definitely, like, a Tom or a Tim. Like, a fucking fake-ass reporter name.
I don't remember. But I do remember that one time the XFL Renegades beat the Houston Roughnecks.
I Dallas remember that Renegades one time at band camp
in week 4, and it was beautiful. Hey, score prediction.
4.
The game, it's going to be Houston Roughnecks 34, Dallas Renegades 37.
I got the Guardians. Let's go. 21 to McDonald's Wildcats, looking in at 19. It's going to be a weird score, but that's what we're looking at. 21-19, Guardians, son.
You heard it here first. Hey, we love you. We'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to The Dome.
I'm about to get some dough.